Hi, this is Sarah Mae Tewson, and I'm talking to you from a Hammer and Tongue event in Oxford, hosted by Steve Larkin. He's just raised his eyebrows. Maybe I got the event name wrong. Steve, what is the name of this event?
This is the House of Media launch. It's for a spoken word podcast project. I myself run events with Hammer and Tongue, but this is a separate thing. Wow. I've become a director of a community interest company, and we've inherited some media equipment. So this is the first night of putting it into use. So we've got one of the Macs set up. We've got our microphones set up to record the audience, and we're having a live recorded gig, and then we're going to take people who have recorded with us and teach them elements of production so that they can get their stuff onto the radio and onto the internet.
Right, so I've come here tonight and I'm going to perform, and then what's going to happen? I'll do my piece, and then what will happen?
Well, you will record your piece. The mounting audience will give you thunderous applause and love, and we will capture that unique, visceral nature of the audience and performer bonding on Cubase. And if you wish, we will invite you back to work on that to make sure that it is presentable. We have already got BBC Radio coverage set up, so we will potentially get you onto a BBC Radio show.
Great. So pretty much the pick of the crop will sort of end up on BBC, hopefully. That's the idea behind it, as well as teaching people about how to podcast and things like that.
That's right. Well, what it's not necessarily the best. We hope that everybody is a decent standard, but what we've got in mind for the show that we've been commissioned to do, or the section of the show that we've been commissioned to do, is to show the diversity, the width and the breadth of spoken word and what it can be, which I think we will do tonight, because we've got performers, we've got artists from different spoken word genres, we've got a couple of really good storytellers, we've got performance poets who are turning up, and we've got people who I think are probably more geared towards the page than the stage, and we've got some rappers as well. So we've got a massive diversity of spoken word that we will show.
Right, so it's mainly to promote the diversity of spoken word events. And what about you? What are you doing next? What's coming next for you?
I'm currently writing a stage show about my year in residence at a Category B prison. It's got a working title of Nonce. One of the things that I'll educate people is how the term Nonce came about. Nonce is an acronym. It's N-O-N-C-E, and it was what used to be chalked onto the doors of sex offenders in prison, and it meant not on normal courtyard exercise. You couldn't go out at the same time, because bad things would occur. So that piece is going to contain some of the poetry that was created from the men, and some of the poetry that was inspired during my time, and it's going to talk about the effect of being in the same room as people you know have had sex with children. You know, it's quite hard to get over.
So, are you going to do any of that tonight, or are you going to do any of your own work tonight?
I'm going to do none of that tonight. No, I I've decided anything that is contained within that show needs to exist in the proper context. Otherwise, I'm in danger of misrepresenting myself, I think. So if I do some pieces tonight, there will be some older ones.
Thanks so much. That was Steve Larkin, and this is Sarah Mae in Oxford. Good night.